brothers and sisters in Islam, as I mentioned last Friday, this is a close translation of last Jum'ah's khutbah given by Imam of Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca, our brother Sheikh Saleh bin Muhammad Al-Talib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him and his family, guide him and reward him on behalf of us and other Muslims as well. And I'm not a professional translator, so some of you may have heard a portion in Arabic that I do not say it today. I ask Allah to forgive me. But he knows that I have done my best, inshallah, to bring almost every part of the khutbah that the Sheikh said, so we can all, inshallah, benefit from that. The Sheikh started by saying Allah's advice, Allah's wasiyah, to the first and last people to have taqwa. And he recited the ayah above, which means, we have directed the people of the book before you, and you, O Muslims, to have taqwa of Allah. The best admonition, the best maw'idah, is that of Al-Quran. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, meaning, O mankind, there has come to you an admonition from your Lord and a healing for the diseases in your hearts, and for those who believe, a guidance and a mercy. So my advice to teachers, imams and Muslim preachers is to teach around the book of Allah, Al-Quran al-Kareem. And today I would like to talk about some ayat that we hear them often by the imams reciting them, and many of us know them by heart. But due to haste and other things, we do not go to the depth of their meaning. They are from Surah Fussilat. قال تعالى إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Meaning, verily, in the case of those who say, our Lord is Allah, and then further, they stand straight and steadfast, firm. On them, the angels will descend, saying, fear ye not, nor grieve, but receive the glad tidings of Al-Jannah, of Paradise, which you have been promised. The ayah confirms that iman or faith is words and deeds, saying the shahada, that is the word, followed by good deeds. And there are so many ayat throughout the Quran that link iman and amal salih, faith and good deeds throughout the Quran, as when Allah says, meaning, and those who believe and do good deeds, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَةِ. Muslims must be firm in this and should not deceive themselves by saying, iman is in the heart only. This is a false statement, because iman resides in the heart, said by the tongue, and appeared in the good deeds, al-amal salih, of those who possess the iman. And those who do that will receive the very great gifts and rewards promised in these ayats. On them, the angels will descend at the time of death, according to the ulama, and will say, fear not from the future that which you will face in the hereafter, nor grieve for what you have left behind of worldly things, children, family, wealth, debt, cars, farms, and so on, for we will take care of it for you. Brothers and sisters, everyone will face death. Muslims, non-Muslims, healthy and sick, young and old. But at the very difficult time of death, only true believers will be in the good care of angels, who will comfort them about both the future and the past. Future which include the grave, al-mahshar, the gathering place, al-sirat, which is set upon Jahannam, thereafter Jannah or Jahannam, only Allah knows. At that time, true believers are given glad tidings of mercy from the Most Merciful. Hence, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala finished the ayah saying, meaning, an entertainment from the oft-forgiving, Most Merciful. Nuzulan min ghafurin rahim. Using two of his beautiful names needed at that time, Ghafurun Rahim. He did not use other names which are not for that point at the time of day. Nuzulan, the Sheikh said, it's where guests normally stay, like a hotel. All it means, the food and drink, the generosity offered by the host to the guests. Nuzulan min Ghafur Rahim, a welcoming gift and a blessing from the one who has forgiven your sins and who is merciful and kind towards you. Because regardless of how pious and righteous one may be, some shortcomings will occur in his life, and at that moment he will be frightened of them. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in that very hard time, will give him all that comfort that he needs. Because such believer has become one of awliya Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the close friends of Allah, whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says about in the Quran, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Meaning, behold, verily, the awliya, the friends of Allah, nor fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. But who are awliya Allah? Who are the awliya of Allah? And the answer, of course, comes in the next ayah following this first one. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those who believe and have taqwa. Sheikh Salih Hafizahullah then mentioned the Hadith Qudusi, which is a lengthy Hadith in Al-Bukhari, which says, the Prophet ﷺ says, whosoever acts with hostility, with enmity towards a wali, a friend of mine, I shall declare war against him, and the most beloved thing with which my slave, my servant, comes nearer to me and closer is what I enjoin, what I make obligatory upon him. And my slave keeps on coming closer and closer to me through performing nawafil, voluntary prayers, or doing extra deeds besides what is obligatory. He keeps doing that until I love him. So much so that I become his hearing with which he hears, and his sight with which he sees, and his hand with which he strives, and his leg with which he walks. And if he asks me something, I will surely give him. And if he seeks my protection, my refuge, I will surely protect him. Brothers and sisters in Islam, if a person with a high rank or a king or similar person shows his love to you, you would feel proud and very happy on the inside. What about when the king of all kings, the owner and master of the world, declares his love to you, and you are, who are you? The poor unknown person amongst billions of other people. He chose you specifically to be his wali, to be his friend. Not because of your wealth or your looks or your strength, but because of your deeds. And that is indeed the supreme success. And it is in your hand to achieve that. If you follow the teachings mentioned in this hadith, which tells us the status and distinctive signs of the favored men of Allah, awliyaullah, and nawafil of ibadat, the voluntary ibadat, add to the obligatory, and you will be loved by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the more of the closer you want to be, the more voluntary and nawafil you will do. And the field of nawafil, the field of voluntary works, covers most, if not all, areas of worshipping Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, such as in salah, in sadaqat, kindness to people, Muslims and non-Muslims, kindness to animals, to nature, support the truth, and so on. For our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mercy to the worlds, to al-alameen, and not just to al-Muslimin. And his life sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will remain a living example for all that, even of after his death sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you will receive all the gifts mentioned in the hadith and the ayat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will look after your affairs. Your tongue will say only that which is good and truth. Your eyes, your hands, your feet will all be protected from anything that may displease Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with you, because he will guard them for you. In fact, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect the pious person and even the households around his area, the neighborhood, the surroundings, as some of the pious people in the past said. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the ayat or the verses following, meaning, and who is better in speech than he who invites to Allah and does righteous deeds and says, I am one of the Muslims. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. After reciting this ayah, Imam al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala said, this is the beloved of Allah. This is the close friend of Allah. This is the most beloved of all the people of earth to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He responded to the call of Allah and called mankind to that to which he had responded, ad-da'wah ila Allah. He did righteous deeds in response and said, I am one of the Muslims. This is Allah's Khalifa. The Shaykh, then Shaykh Salih hafidhahullah ta'ala said, da'watun wa amalun salih, preaching and good deeds, because it is not good enough for one to guide people, to guide others to what is good and beneficial, and not practice it himself. He must discipline himself and those close to him first, then go out to others with da'wah, with preaching. And his da'wah should be with his behavior more and manners more than it is with the words. And the way he deals with others before his words. Because that is more effective and would have more success and better outcome, especially that we are a minority in this country, and any mistake made by a Muslim will be at the expense of all the Muslim community and not just the individual involved. Just think of how many people embraced Islam just by seeing the true Islam being practiced and assembled in someone, in a Muslim. Brothers and sisters in Islam, our mission is great. Our way is full of hurdles. But with true iman and good deeds, amal salih, we can reach the goal, inshallah. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim. ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، فاستغفروه إنه غفور بر رحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معه بمنك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله، ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون، واعلموا أنكم غنم بين يدي الله موقوفون، وعن أعمالكم محاسبون، وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. Brothers and sisters Islam, the lengthy second khutbah concentrated on one ayah. قوله تعالى ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. Meaning, the good deed and the evil deed cannot be equal. Repeal the evil with the one which is better, which is good. Then verily, he between whom and you there was enmity will become as though he was a close friend. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teaches us to possess this great manner, which shows that there is a huge difference between good deed, al-hasana, and evil one, al-sayyira. When someone does you wrong, repel him by treating him well. And we should have the best exemplar in our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the way he was treated by his people, before him, annoyed him, tried to poison him, driven him out of his own home and city, tried to kill him, killed his companions, tortured them, and so on. Yet, when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the upper hand and the power and the strength to punish them, what did he do to his enemies? He chose the right path. He chose what Allah has taught him, that which we just heard in the ayah. The path of forgiveness. And even be good to them. And indeed, his gentle, kind, and friendly treatment turned his worst enemies to become very, loyal to his cause, and personally close friends, Waliyun Hamid. Some examples were mentioned by the Sheikh Hafidhahullah, such as, and I just do them here quick, such as what took place during the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visit to Al-Ta'if and his prayer for them after they made him leave Ta'if bleeding. He prayed for them that in the future may Allah bring someone who will say La ilaha illallah and worship Allah. He mentioned the story of the Bedouin, the Arabi, who squeezed the robes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the extent that the marks were around his neck, saying, give me, O Muhammad, give me money. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him with a smile, did not even say harsh words to him. Then the Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he ended his khutbah by talking at length of how husbands, wives, and family members should treat each other according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to treat his wives and their children from other husbands before him the same, if not better, than he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated and dealt with his other outside close companions outside his home. The examples of carrying his little grandchildren during the obligatory prayer and while leading the ummah in the jama'ah, and he gave the example, the Prophet did that with several of them, but he gave the example of Umamah, the daughter of Abi al-As, that's her husband, her father, but she was the daughter of Zainab, the elder daughter of the Prophet and he also gave the examples of the children of Umm Salama from Abu Salama rahimahullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who were living at his home, and how one day the young boy came, the Prophet was praying, the young boy came, tried to cross in front of him. The Prophet pointed to him and pushed him, he went away. But a little girl came, he tried to push her away, but she zipped very quickly. When he finished the prayer, he did not talk harshly to Umm Salama. He did not say, why did you not look after your children? He did not talk harshly to the kid. All he did was smile, and he said, "Hunna aghlab," they always defeat us. This means our female part, inshallah, we will look after. He also mentioned how husbands and wives should deal with and sort out their problems within their home, within the household, through discussion and understanding, rather than using power and force, which normally or very often ends up breaking down the family, and the home is destroyed, and the kids are scattered and lost. His final advice to husbands and wives, that when one upsets the other, to humble oneself for Allah's sake, ask for their pardon, compromise for the sake of Allah. You are not compromising your deen, and you still be having your pride. You are within your family. If the need is there in order to restore the loving, caring, and kind relationship to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and for the family to cooperate with one another in piety, so that will take place and has to happen. The Shaykh ended with this advice, and which I hope that we all take it home and take care of it and implement it and go over these ayat again and again until they are part of our practical life. And until inshallah we will meet with our children and our descendants and our families in the hereafter in Al-Firdaus with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.